From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We're the Congress, we're the Armed Services Committee, we're the overseers, and if this nation's daughters and mothers are going to be sent into direct combat, it ought to be because we order it.
Ruby Rubicavo of El Paso was sitting eating a meal in the mess hall at Mosul. She wasn't on the front line someplace, but the front line today has changed. I mean, the war came to her. It came in a person strapped with a bomb and blew her up there.
We would certainly never condone anything that would be a desecration of the holy book of one of the world's great religions.
During our visits in Guantanamo, there were instances where the ICRC received reports from detainees about mishandling of the Quran in Guantanamo.
Soon, we, 100 United States senators, will decide the question at hand. Should we allow a minority of senators to deny votes on judicial nominees that have the support of a majority of this body? Or should we restore the 214-year practice of voting up or down on all judicial nominees that come to this floor?
They're effectively tearing up the rules. They're basically running roughshod over the Senate rules, the institution that has served this nation well for 224 years.
The Senate rules are not scripture. They have been changed repeatedly throughout the history of this place.
This debate is not fueled by an effort to protect the Constitution, it's fueled by ideology. It's not fueled by a shortage of judges on the bench, because as the ranking member of the judiciary has made clear, we got the best record of appointing them and the lowest vacancies in years.